The Federal Education Department launched the Excellent Educators for All initiative last year to help states and school districts support the educators of students who need them the most.
Access to strong teaching should never be connected to your child's race, ethnicity, or national origin, zip code, or family income, or first language. That's educationally and morally bankrupt, and it's not who we are as a nation.
U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan joined other educational leaders on a conference call with reporters Thursday to announce the 16 states whose plans to meet the initiative were approved.
And Connecticut is providing grants to 8 high-poverty, high-minority districts to support their development of multi-year, long-term plans designed to increase the number of Black and Latino pre-college students who are interested in education careers, become certified to teach, and are recruited and hired.
Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester says the state has identified 3 major gaps its plan aims to address: teacher effectiveness, experience, and preparation.
And there's 2 components to preparation that we're addressing through this plan. One is our shortage areas, areas where we're not producing enough teachers, special education, STEM teachers, math and science, as well as teachers who are prepared to work with English language learners.
Massachusetts says it will increase the rigor of its teacher approval and monitoring process and preparation programs and current educator evaluations tailored to each district. The Commonwealth will pilot the strategies in 8 to 10 school districts yet to be named.
Through the use of a student learning experience report that tracks data on how often students are assigned during their education career to novice teachers, to teachers who have high rates of absenteeism, to teachers who have strong evaluations versus teachers who have weak evaluations. And we're using that data to flag for districts students who they should be paying particular attention to.
Ann Whalen is the senior advisor to the U.S. Secretary of Education. She says New York intends to continue investing in teachers' career ladders so educators see leadership opportunities within and outside their school.
New York is going to continue their Strengthening Teacher and Leader Effectiveness Grant Program, which supports districts in creating educator pipelines, to do professional development, to make sure that they have excellent educators in front of every student. This also includes using their annual professional performance review in order to give meaningful feedback to their educators to help inform their practice.
Via the receivership of Lawrence Public Schools, Chester says he's learned some teachers want to have a say in how their school is run, especially those in underperforming ones.
It's not always sort of which students do I get to teach that's going to motivate teachers. There are many teachers who are in this business because they want to address the students who most need their expertise, but they also want to have the conditions, which isn't always money, but it is the opportunity to take on additional responsibility and leadership and have the running room to help design the programs that they're responsible for.
All 50 states have submitted plans for approval. The U.S. Education Department expects to announce another round in the next 3 or 4 weeks. There's a list of the rest of the states included in the initial round at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.